New perspective. There was this little boy with an ice cream cone, and he gets into an elevator with his older sister. You see, this ice cream cone is beginning to melt faster than this little boy can eat it, and it's making a very sticky mess down the side of the cone. The elevator stops, and an elegantly dressed lady in a full-length fur coat gets on. She turns and faces the door, with the children standing behind her. The little guy is now struggling to keep up with the melting ice cream. Oh, he's licking away and he's doing everything, but it's just running everywhere. It's getting all over his hands. And he looks at the back of the woman's beautiful coat, and he gently begins to wipe the ice cream off of his hands onto her coat. "Be careful, Billy," says his sister. "You'll get fur in your ice cream." You see, this story illustrates the power of perspective. It's all in where you're at. It's all in what's going on with you. Sometimes how we see something depends upon where we are standing. You see, in this new year, I invite us to live from the perspective of God's rich grace shown us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. One day, a man named Nicodemus came to Jesus to discuss religious matters. In that conversation, Jesus says something that has guided our faith ever since. He says, "I tell you that no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Or to use a more familiar words that we hear around here, you got to be born again. In a word, it means to live with a new perspective. You see, Nicodemus had a problem, but it was not that he did not have religion. Oh no, Nicodemus had plenty of religion. You see, after all, he was a Pharisee, the most religious group in Jesus' world. The Pharisees knew all the right things to do. They knew all about religion. They could recite the law. Their lives were dedicated to following the rules and the rituals of the Hebrew faith. You see, they were the sons of Moses, and they knew what being God's people meant. It meant walking a certain way, eating a certain way, worshiping a certain way, wearing certain clothes, and observing certain days with holy activities. You see, Nicodemus's problem, though, was not that he did not try to be good or religious or righteous. It was something else. You see, to this religious man, Jesus says, "Be born from above, Nicodemus. Be born again." You see, poor Nicodemus does not have a clue as to what Jesus is talking about. He doesn't understand what Jesus is meaning. Sometimes you and I don't either. Jesus is inviting Nicodemus to live from the perspective of grace, something that he's never done before. He's always had everything written out for him, the laws, the rituals, the rites, the things you could do, the things you couldn't do, the way you had to walk, the way you had to talk, the way you had to worship. And now all of a sudden here is Jesus changing the format. You see, Jesus' invitation is to discover a faith that carries you rather than a faith that you have to carry. Jesus is talking about the amazing grace of God that when we see it, and we experience it, it makes all the difference in our lives. He says, "Do you see life as a prize that has to be won or as a gift to be received?" Some people are out there working hard, just trying to race to catch the prize and to get a hold of it. Do you see life as a prize that has to be won, or is it a gift to be received, or is it something that you're asking God to give you every day, that's something you're welcome and opening to receive? Do you have your hands open expecting a miracle? Do you want God to bless you? Are you ready to receive what is going on around you? Are our days spent trying to acquire more stuff, or are our days spent becoming aware that all we need has already been given to us by the gracious hand of a loving God? Think about that. Are our days spent trying to acquire more stuff or becoming aware that all we really need, we already have? We already have because it's been given to us. It's a free gift of God. You see, into a world caught up in keeping the rules, Jesus invited people to embrace the lessons of grace. He comes into a world that is filled with rules and regulations, to the world that Nicodemus lived in, to the world that the Pharisees were a part of. The Pharisees had ruled for so long. This is the way religion was. This is all you had to do to enter the kingdom of God. And now Jesus says to them, it's about grace. It's about being born from above. It's about being born again. Consider the lilies, Jesus said. They neither toil nor they spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not clothed like one of these. And all the glory that Solomon had, he could not be as dressed as beautiful as the lily of the field. Do not worry about your life, he tells them. In other words, God loves you and is looking out for your well-being. You see, what a difference it makes to live from this perspective. We know that all we need has already been provided. We become aware that life is a gift to be received rather than a prize to be won. We are freed to live by cooperation rather than competition. In this new year, this is the perspective that I invite us all to embrace. What if we lived as though everything that we need has already been provided for us? We've just sung a hymn that we sings about the grace of great is thy faithfulness that reminds us, all I have needed, thy hand hath provided. All I have needed, God's hand has provided. What a difference it would be, what a difference it would make in our lives to live the message of that hymn. For this is the truth of the gospel. There is enough air, there is enough water, and food in this world for all of God's children. There's enough shelter, there's enough clothing, and there is enough money for all to live in comfort upon this earth. Oh, what an amazing thing that is. We should be celebrating that. It is provided for us. It is there. We are rich beyond measure. For you are held to this day, every moment, in His hands with the love that will never let you go. Jesus holds us. Has there ever been better news than that in the world, that Jesus holds us in the palm of His hand, that He takes care of us, and all we have to do is to believe that we live in a world full of grace and glory, and all we have to do is to be born from above. You see, there is enough. And we don't need to hoard or to be fearful. We can share and we can give. We can share the things that we have with others. We can learn to give. We can learn to let go of some of that we hold on to, because there is enough. You see, that is the perspective of grace. There is enough. There's enough grace to go around. It is a free gift that's given to us each and every day of our lives. And we don't deserve it. Oh my goodness, no. No one can deserve it. But it's something that the Lord gives us freely. We're invited to let that perspective birth us into a new way of living in this new year. To be born again and again and again, until grace fills every moment, fills every breath of your life, so that you might show the world a new way of living. So I invite you today to look at the world in a new and glorious way, to take on a new perspective, to look at it as a world filled with God's grace. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your servant, who took the time to want to know more, to want to be more, to want to share that love with the world around him. Lord, we thank you this day for who you are in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the gift. We thank you, Lord, that you love us in spite of who we are and what we do. Because we can never do enough or be enough to truly, Lord, accept the gifts that are around us. So, Lord, this day, allow us to be truly broken and spilled out and filled up with that love as we find that grace in each and every day. Amen. Our hymn of decision this morning is hymn number 419, I Am Thine, O Lord, hymn number 419. Would you stand as we sing?